starting from behind here, girls. We gotta say smarter things. From now on, let's make a pact. From now on, I don't wanna hear any more women talk about how they wanna be mermaids. Okay? Okay? It's stupid. And I'm not trying to be a bitch, but like, it's probably not gonna happen for you. Literally, you don't have the bone structure. What worries me, I see it a lot, and it's not from children, it's grown women. Like, I don't want to be adult anymore, I want to be a mermaid. You can't, the amount of escapism that's in that sentence, you want to move to the woods, you want to make jam, fine, at least you're still paying taxes. You want to be a mermaid? That means that all of your achievements in life are going to lead to you being a fictional fuck toy for a horny sailor. Like, that's what you want? That's what mermaids are. Because I see it a lot. T-shirts, right? I am a mermaid. Yo soy mermaid. Je suis mermaid. Let's discuss the logistics of being a mermaid so that you have the information if and when the job opportunity presents itself on LinkedIn. You can make an informed decision, okay? If you are a mermaid, you don't sleep. Girls are like, oh my God, I love sleeping. None for you, just chugging Mountain Dew Code Red. There are no beds, but there is Mountain Dew Code Red. You're just a white trash, jacked up mermaid, just swimming. And by the way, you don't have fins. Remember, you're half human, so you got arms. So you just got these thick ass traps, just swimming, just fucking, ugh. You can't stop swimming, because if you stop swimming, something will try to eat you, fuck you, or kill you, okay? It's not dissimilar to being a woman in a downtown area. So just swimming, 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 swimming. Now, you're swimming all day. You're probably pretty hungry, right? How are you gonna catch food? Remember, you're half human. We don't have animal catching accoutrement like claws and tentacles and lasers. We don't have those kind of things. We have big brains and you have a big girl brain. So I don't know what you're gonna do. Maybe talk a crab to death? Like, excuse me, excuse me. I was thinking of double majoring in psychology and communications. Excuse me. Are you a Cancer? So now, you're hungry, you're tired, you're like, I don't care, because I'm gonna lay out on the beach like a mermaid. No, you won't. Sailors are gonna try to fuck you, and the Japanese will definitely try to eat you, like, just for funsies, okay? So now you're swimming around, you're like, I don't care. Care, because I'm gonna have long flowing mermaid hair. No, you won't. You ever go in the ocean? You guys aren't on an ocean, you're on a lake. You're gonna be a lake mermaid? What are you, half trout? Kill yourself. Oh, freshwater mermaid. What if you got like the weird end of the genetic pool and you just were like half turtle? No tail, but just half.
Long flowing mermaid hair.
You're not gonna have long flowing mermaid hair. You ever go in the water when there's actual waves? You're not gonna have long flowing mermaid hair. You're going to have one giant mer dread. And it's just gonna follow you. It's just one big old merloc, and it's getting caught on propellers. It's getting caught on anchors. There's sea lice living in your mer dread because that's a warm, hospitable environment. Then there's fish feeding off those sea life. There's an entire sustainable maritime ecosystem attached to your fucking head. Dragging around the sea lice or nipping at your scalp, you gotta get rid of it, right? So what do? You're like, I'll just cut it off. Ain't no scissors in the ocean, all right? And I don't care what the Little Mermaid told us, because she was a liar and a hoarder. Hoarder. We let it go because she was pretty, but she was super gross.
Look at this stuff. Isn't it neat?
That's a used toothbrush. Don't put it in your... You're gonna get sick. Still gotta get rid of that mer dread because it's a hazard. So what do? You have to get another fish to help you. You have to do what they do in the animal kingdom. You must what? I'm gonna see if you can guess it. Who here took marine biology? You have to what? Form a symbiotic relationship with other marine life. Good. And have that fish come in. with his fish tooth and just saw off your mer dread, right? It's gonna be bad looking, but now, remember, you gotta pay that fish back. That's the nature of a symbiotic relationship. You must reciprocate. How are you gonna pay that fish back? You ain't got no money, shell tits. I hate to say it, but the only thing you have is fish sex, and I don't know if you have a vagina, because I'm not an ichthyologist, and I don't know how fish work. I should have looked it up before the taping, but I'm just trying to tell you some jokes, and I think I've done a pretty good job. You know what they fish do? They poop. So that means you got a fish butt, so think about that. So now you're swimming around, you're hungry, you're tired, you got a fucked up haircut, you're like a little sore. You're just like, ah, I don't care, I'm gonna be a mermaid. I'm gonna swim, because I will swim like a mermaid. Let's remember how mermaids allegedly, because they are not real, swim. They swim like dolphins. Hey ladies, do you love ab day at the gym? Well, that's your fucking life, sister. 37, 38. Just trying to get through. Your entire existence is that of an R. Kelly backup dancer. Swimming through the 90s. So you can be a mermaid, or you can always get a job in front of a used car dealership.
Watch Eliza Schlesinger, Confirmed Kills, only on Netflix now.